Okay, good news. Good news. All right, getting out of my car. Out of the Jeep. It's one of the outlooks. Hither Hills West Overlook. Let's see what we got here. What's in a name? The place names in this area reflect characteristics of the land as well as the history of the people who lived here, including an original inhabitants, the Montaukic Indians, once again. They were everywhere. Block Island Sound. It's cool. We look at the Gardner's Bay. That's pretty cool. Shelter Island, Atlantic, the Hither Hills, that's where we are. We are now. And only 20% of this land is homes. There's Riverhead. Oh, how cool. Now you are here. Oh, now this gets pretty deep in the Napaug Bay. This is beautiful. Amagansett, Napaug, Promised Lands, fish factories, rendered oil from the Manhattan or Bunker, which is a small herring-like fish. Oh, I love herring. Since the fish reportedly stunk to high heaven. Oh, yeah, herring does smell. Some people can't even get close to it. Or me when I eat it. When I don't like those people, I go right in the store and I buy herring. Area was whimsically dubbed the Promised Land. A name that will survive to this day. This is the Promised Land. Can you believe that? Golf point with two FFs. English judge who ordered the beheading. Oy, oy, oy. No more beheading. Gal fled to New England during walking dunes. That's where we're going to go. Is the area containing parabolic dunes, some of which are migrating in the southeasterly direction at 50 feet in height. The walking dunes are Long Island's largest dunes. Wow, check that out. And there's trees underneath them. Nominics means that the land to be seen from afar and refers to the headland of which you are standing. Nominics had a special appeal to those who traveled across the Napaug on foot, as related to 1849 poem Legends of Montauk. Cheerless Napaug now bounds a heart to gain the hills that spring beyond the weary plain. Alicia's Valley is open grassland at the bottom of the hill. It is named after the Montaukit Indians Alicia, who lived there in the 1870s. First house is the site of the first of the three houses used in the travelers arriving from the west when Montauk was common pastures for sheep and cattle. First house was built 1744, replaced in 1798, and burned down in 1904. Yeah, I don't remember the first house. So Second House Road is down there near Shepherd's Neck Inn, and this is all cool. Oh, all right, one more shot here, and I hope this is recording and broadcasting live. The formation of the, I can't see it, it's too sunny. The Napaug Isthmus formation reflects the dynamic nature of the sandy shore that faces the Atlantic Ocean, 5,000 years before present, 3,000 years before present, and present. Oh, wait a second here. All right, so the Promised Land's in the middle, Hither Hills, Amagansett, and that's 5,000 years. But you know all these platelets, everybody was together. Remember that. All the land was together 3 million years ago. I, in fact, had that as my logo for many years. Now 3,000 years, I mean, this is little stuff. We're talking 3 million. Promised Land, Hither Hills, doesn't look that much different. A littoral drift, okay. And then now it's a little different. The Promised Land, I guess the drift has drifted more? I don't know. Atlantic, present. The sandy spits eventually joined the form of Napaug Isthmus that we see today. The forces of wind, current, and sand continue to change the shape of the shore. It's like what Carl Fisher, who built the Montauk Manor, did. He threw the sand onto Miami Beach and made Miami Beach. Gradually, waves and longshore currents carry sand forms bits on the downdrift side of the headlands and islands. Wow, this is all new to me. The melting glaciers at the end of the last ice age, okay, ice age. Remember, the world was all ice. Oh my God. And if you weren't a good skater, you didn't have a chance. Brought about a dramatic rise in the sea level. Dramatic rise in the sea level. Anybody here, does that sound like something we talk about a lot? And flooded the low-lying land. Oh, wait, we talk about that too. In the area now known as Napaug, islands were formed. Okay. So this is like what we talk about today, all right? Things have changed, but haven't changed much because Mother Earth will do whatever it wants to do. Right? That's the way it is. Okay, so we're live, and it's good news, and let's see if this recorded and went. let's see if I finish this.